You can make any song Cinco de Mayo if you just say tequila.
From Skull Records, it's the End of the Shell Show. In this episode, Love is for Sale, we talk with Greg Holden. Usher is killing TV and Black Eyed Peas. They got a feeling. All that, so much more. We want you to enter the shell. So how have the albums and singles charts changed since last we have spoken? Maybe you're a little too hungover to figure it out. That's why we're here, to let you know what is going on. Here are your downloads for the singles. These are going to be the top five singles for you. And at number five, we have Young Forever featuring Mr. Hudson, and that's Jay-Z. At number four, Your Love Is My Drug, and that's, I think, Justin's girl, Kesha.
Justin's girl. Coming in at number three on the iTunes charts this week, Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris. That's T.O. Cruz moving up from number four last week.
Airplanes featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore, which is so freaking hot. And B.O.B., they're at the top. Break is
she,
you.
Is she a ginger?
She just might be.
She
might be.
Is she a fake ginger?
I think she's a fake ginger, but she's a smoking hot.
She's a hot ginger.
Freaking smoking, smoking ginger.
OMG.
For real.
Featuring Will I Am. And Usher, he's back on number one with the single OMG, and that's your number one singles. Now let's go and take a perusing through the albums that everyone has been downloading on iTunes. At number five, we have Revelations, Sons of Sylvia. At number four, Need You Now, and that's Lady Antebellum.
And number three this week, and I've actually heard this CD.
Of course you did.
I know, which I actually don't feel bad talking about it. It's Glee, the music, the power of Madonna by Glee Cast.
And one of my new favorite bands, Bullets for My Valentine Forever, is at number two.
And at number one, your number one album, it's B.O.B. presents The Adventures of Bobby Ray, B.O.B. And that's a look at what's been downloading on iTunes.
Totally. Hey, you know, we're making it easy for you to keep your iPod up to date. So all of these singles and albums that we just mentioned, they're on our website. So head over to entertheshell.com, check them out. And while you're kind of perusing around our website, make sure you check out our blog section. We've got amazing bloggers, Milo and Sarah. They're writing up articles that are, well, you know, just the perfect addition to any music lover's day.
And, you know, our editor-in-chief, Sarah, is bringing us the latest album review. This week, Sarah's taking a closer look at this album. This is happening by LCD Sound System, including the song Dance Yourself Clean. And I love this song because I definitely, definitely love drunk girls.
You would.
She's also taking a look. You know, you have those album cover reviews, so you got to check this out. Awesome cover reviews this week. My boys, the Ramones and Red Hot Chili Peppers, both did Havana Affair. If you haven't listened to it or you haven't heard it, I'm not even going to spoil it for you by playing it, because you need to get out there. You need to read this blog and you need to listen, because that's what's important.
Nicely said. Okay, so our amazing blogger Milo, he is taking us back this week to a magical time when he says rap music was still great. I'm talking about this week's Artist of the Week, and here are the clues. This group was the first hip-hop acts. They released five studio albums, and they introduced us to acts like Redman and Keith Murray, and collaborated with Mr. LL Cool J and Ice Cube. Check out this week's Artist of the Week in our blog section to find out why these guys are no longer in business.
Who's getting caught up?
Heyo, Turtle, break it down.
I'm getting caught up. Usher's getting caught up. Not only does he have the number one single, but get this, he also has the number one fight. He's actually picking a fight with American Idol, and this is interesting. The reason why is he was just on there, what, like 2-3 weeks ago? I'm not a big American Idol fan, so I rarely watch it. A couple weeks ago, he was there mentoring the kids. And then just recently, literally a few days ago, he comes on. He says that he doesn't like TV shows. He feels that that is killing the industry. It's killing entertainment. And because of the music and the way it's going, it's pretty much killing music, period.
Then why was he on the show?
Yeah, that is a great point. Why was he on the show? Was it to promote his...
Clearly, to make some money. And then he was like, oh, well, actually, this is how I really feel.
He's like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to promote my product and I'm going to get the number one single. And then after that, I'm going to leave and then just give a big F you to you. I think that's kind of rude. I think that's kind of messed up. I think that's setting a bad precedent. But I also feel that that's kind of the way American Idol is spiraling downhill and it's losing its force.
Well, it was for a moment, it was what it was. And now it's not. So you know what? Fuck Usher, because Usher does not need to fucking come up here and start doing shit like this and start making himself more, you know, bigger than he actually is, because his time and his light has faded.
Well, but here's the thing. With American Idol, you know, to have a star like Usher on helping these artists, I mean, they're trying to become, quote unquote, Usher.
The next Usher.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just because he's made it, like, I don't know. It kind of pisses me off a little bit. All right, so I'm being told that he came from the county of Lancashire. That's in the northwest of England. He is now hanging out in Brooklyn, New York. He's a fabulous indie acoustic artist, and we have him on the phone right now. Turtle, tell us who we're talking to.
We are talking with Greg Holden. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Hello, Greg.
Welcome to the show. So I wanted to talk to you 2 days before your birthday, about a year ago. You packed up all your stuff, and then you headed out to New York, right? Why?
I did.
Tell us.
Why not?
Done.
Love it. All right. Next question. Is that something that you had wanted to do all your life, or did you just come up with it, or what was your thought process?
It started halfway into puberty, I would say. A friend introduced me to a few Bob Dylan CDs, and it kind of changed my life. And I kind of did my research on Mr. Dylan, and kind of came up with this dream where I was like, I need to be in New York. I got to get out of this place and be in New York. So I decided to take a little mission and figure it out.
So seeing that you do, you know, you just decided to up and go to New York because of Bob Dylan, you know, I noticed that we were listening to your album and all your songs reference New York. What is it about New York that just is so amazing that you have this feeling that you need to sing about it?
It has great hard drugs.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on the next plane.
That's a joke.
Mom, Dad, it's a joke. No hard drugs here now.
No, that's totally a joke. I don't know. There's something enchanting about New York. There's something. It's like a mystery. And every film that you watch is about New York, and it's based in New York, and everything. I don't know. I always saw it as this magical place that was. It wasn't obtainable. You know, it was. It wasn't something I could possibly ever get to. And then when I realized I had a chance to get there, I was like, well, why not?
That's awesome. So listen, I love your sexy voice. And I also love...
I like your voice. I see you have a very sexy voice.
Oh, thank you. Greg, what are you doing later? So I want to talk to you about some of your lyrics. I know Justin was kind of talking about some of your songs, but some of your lyrics that really stuck out to me when I was listening to some of your music, the one that mentions, you know, it's better to make your mistakes than live without knowing. It's better to fall on your face than to stay on your feet. Mm-hmm. Now, is there like a certain experience that inspired those lyrics?
Let me take you back. It happened in the summer of 2007, and I was in a band. I hadn't done any solo stuff, and the band wasn't really going too well. I was kind of downhearted about it, and I decided to give it all up. I played my first solo show about a week after I'd been away from this band, and there happened to be a producer in the crowd from America who fell in love with my music and decided to take me over to New York and make a record with me. And it was just kind of this weird experience where I didn't have any. The guy wasn't going to pay for me or anything, but he was going to record me for free. But I would have had to find the money for flights and hotels and that sort of thing. So it was one of those situations where it was like, where I have to do this, and this is my chance. So I kind of, this is the first time I sold all my stuff. I sold everything I owned at that point, and went over for 2 weeks to New York to record this, to my first EP, which is called Run Don't Walk. And the song was more about the experience of, there's a lot of people who are angry at me for what I did, for leaving my band and for doing what I did and just taking off. Mm-hmm. But it was something for me. I was like, well, anybody in the same situation would have done the same thing, you know?
Totally, and no regrets, right?
The song, exactly. And the song is more about, like, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm just going
to
do this.
Screw you guys. I'm going to America. Yeah.
I'm going where the hard drugs are.
So you just came off. You just came off a tour with Ingrid Michaelson. What do you? You know, when you're on stage, what's going through your mind? I mean, Ingrid Michaelson, freaking smoking hot. I dig her. Saw her live. What do you think about?
What do I think about the performance, or what do I think about Ingrid?
What do you think about Ingrid and the performance?
Bam.
Ingrid's one of the most amazing humans I've ever met. She's absolutely brilliant. I mean, you hear about all these people who are doing really well in life, and they're kind of famous, not famous, whatever. Ingrid plays a bunch of TV shows, so she's getting there. She's doing really well, you know. But she's not a dick, you know. She's the nicest person. She's the nicest person ever. Yeah. And she invited me on tour off her own back. I didn't get that tour through anybody else. She saw me playing in a club in New York and took me out on the road. And it wasn't like it's who you know is whatever. It was kind of a situation where it was very organic, and she just decided that that's what she wanted to do, and it says a lot about her that she's willing to give new artists a chance, you know?
Totally.
And whilst I was on tour with her, she was the most amazing person. She would come on stage with me, and she would include me in her family. She was brilliant.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love her. I think she's amazing.
Well, you seem like you're a pretty positive person, you know? Seems like you're kind of one of those people that seems like, you know, you would hand out the advice to follow your dreams and, you know, do what you got to do. Where does that passion come from?
Hard drugs.
Fantastic.
It all comes back to hard drugs.
It all comes back to hard drugs.
Oh, great.
The ironic thing is I've never done a hard drug in my life, so it's all fun. I think it just comes from, I don't know, I come from a small town, and there's many, many people who are from small towns, and it's just something that, I don't know, I never wanted to be stuck in a small town, you know. I wanted to get out, I wanted to do something with my life, and I think once I finally moved away from home, I realized what was out there, and every time I moved somewhere else, the world became a little bit bigger, you know. So first I left Lancashire and moved to Brighton, which is the south coast of England, which is still a small town, but it was slightly bigger, and then I moved from Brighton to London because it was slightly bigger, and then I moved from London to New York. And I'm always constantly searching for a bigger place, but now I'm in New York. I'm like, oh balls, where am I going to go from here?
Balls!
Yeah. I'm going to be like, maybe my life is over at the age of 27.
Lastly, I noticed that you and me both share a passion for cheap wine. I love that. I love that.
So, as you said that, I just took a swig of Trader Joe's wine
of the $2 Chuck.
That's
fantastic. $2 Chuck rocks.
So right now, Sing for the City is the EP that's out right now. You can get it on iTunes. Can you give us some tour dates?
Tour dates. Let me have a look. I'm actually touring right now. I just have a few shows. I have a show on the 8th of May at the G Spot in Baltimore. The 16th of May at the Tin Angel in Philadelphia. The 9th of July at the Nightcat in Eastern Maryland. And then I'm actually going back to the UK at the end of July to play some gigs there. So that's my current tour date.
Well, perfect. Hey, promise us that if you ever come to the City of Angels that you'll let us know.
I'm there all the time, so I'm actually going to be there in the early June, and no doubt I'll have a show booked at that point. So I haven't got anything booked right now, but early June, I'm sure I'll be in Los Angeles.
Perfect.
Perfect. Can't wait to see you once again. Sing for the City is the EP out on iTunes, and then find them on Facebook. And, you know, till next time, I'll get the $2 Chuck.
Cheers to the $2 Chuck, man.
Greg, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Thanks so much for having me.
Totally. Hey, so next week we are talking to Carey Brothers. He is one of the main artists featured on the Garden State soundtrack. He's also one of the founding people that's part of the Hotel Cafe tour. That's Carey Brothers. We're looking forward to talking to him next week.
Your girl, Courtney Love.
I love old Courtney Love.
Your favorite band, Nirvana. Yet again, caught up in a twist. Caught up in a twist. So this is what's going on. I don't know if you guys have been tracking this, but don't worry, your boy Turtle has. And that is Courtney Love is going to sell off the rest of her property or publishing rights that is owned by her for Kurt Cobain.
I think that she's doing this because she needs to get more drugs.
I don't think so. I think she's doing this because she's tired of living off, and she goes on to say
she's on crack.
She says that she's tired of living in the shadows of being called the widow, but what does that have to do with selling off the property of Kurt Cobain, you know?
I think she's just trying to reestablish herself because Hole just is coming out with a new album. They're getting ready to go on tour again, and I think she just, you know, she lived off of this album, you know, and the second album that came out just after that was good, but you know, this is Kurt Cobain's music. Violet was Kurt Cobain's song. So I think it's about time that she, you know, tries to make it on her own.
Yeah, so and last time she reportedly $19.5 million for half of the catalog. So she's probably going to make another, I want to say, $30-40 million. What do you think?
Sweet. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what plastic surgery she has with that money next.
Well, there's no love in this corner. It's now time for Kai's Celebrity Corner.
That's right, people. From six celebrities to gold diggers, because they're everywhere. Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. A quick update. Last week, we told you about Bret Michaels being in the hospital. He's actually out of the hospital. His neurosurgeon had a press conference a couple days ago, and where he discussed that he thinks he's going to make 100% recovery.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about that, Dr. J?
That's awesome, because they ended up actually finding where the bleed was in just enough time. He actually, you know, he was so close to death, and I think, I think it was just a very lucky, lucky find for them with all the MRIs and the CATs that they did on him.
Totally.
It was an extremely lucky find at the time, because he had maybe hours left.
Well, and they say that only between 10 and 20% of hemorrhage sufferers make a full recovery, so he's very, very lucky.
Time for him to go to Vegas.
I know, right? Ayo. So we've been kind of following all the drama with Nas and Khalees. There was a court order like last month for Nas to pay $87,000 in spousal and child support to Khalees. And the judge is also ordering Nas now to pay Khalees $10,000 a month in spousal support to stay current. I mean,
that milkshake is bringing money to the yard.
I mean, serious milkshakes up in here, folks.
Seriously.
Speaking of somebody who doesn't drink milkshakes, Lindsay Lohan.
Unless you're spiked.
I know. So apparently she's been kind of ditching out on some of her DUI probation.
No way.
Classes.
Not Lindsay.
But
don't believe it.
TMZ actually caught some video of her showing up for an alcohol education class. She's hoping that the judge in her DUI probation case doesn't throw her back into jail. So, you know, but we'd kind of like it if she went back to jail just to teach her a lesson, wouldn't we?
Well, no. Actually, coming out in a couple of months, she's going to be on that new movie Machete. Have you seen that Robert Rodriguez film?
No, I haven't.
If you get a chance, why don't you Google it? It's Machete, and it's coming out soon. She's in it as an assassin nun.
Right?
Which actually is right up her alley.
That came from those genres of film that Quentin Tarantino and he did.
Exactly.
Those like B-movie flicks that they did.
Well, it's like a spaghetti western, Spanish, you know, El Desperado and El Mariachi and stuff like that, and they found Machete in. Machete has his own movie, and it's actually really awesome. Robert De Niro, a lot of big stars are in it.
Again, another ginger that Dr. J would like to bang.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so in honor of Cinco de Mayo, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's tequila time.
Tequila!
All right, bartender, what are you serving up tonight?
All right, Kai, so in honor of my favorite holiday, Cinco de Shell, I will be serving up nothing more than tequila. Keeping it traditional. Keeping it traditional, we have Reserve de la Familia. The great thing about this tequila is the Cuervo family, Jose Cuervo, that is.
Tequila, that's a good thing.
The Cuervo family kept this under wraps for hundreds of years and didn't release it until 1995, so good history.
Ooh,
so
special
for all of our family in and out of the studio. I'll be serving this on the rocks.
Oh wow!
Yummy.
It's a hefty portion right there.
Yeah. You could just serve it in my mouth.
Sure, I'll put your clothes back on.
Tequila makes me do crazy things.
Yay.
So to all my family here and out, please enjoy.
All right. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
So to check out this drink and much more, check out our companion blog.
It's smooth.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, that was a little bit of the hair of the dog, as they say.
I love it. You know, this is kind of a new segment. We've decided to really put our bartender to work.
Because all he does is come in here and sit down.
That's it.
And feed us drinks. So we realize, why don't we share the drinks that we're drinking with you?
Put that knowledge to use.
Totally.
Again, yeah. So check out the companion blog if you want to take a closer look at what the bartender's serving up.
Oh, too freaking nice.
Give me a minute. I definitely got a feeling that I got a trash can right next to me.
I need a chaser.
Of tequila.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad idea without chasers.
Right?
I think I'm going to need another chase. Yeah. Another shot.
So I got a feeling is now the top selling digital song in history.
Whoa. I really like this song.
It is a good song. Yes. It is.
It's like one of those songs after you have a lot of tequila and you're at the club and it comes on and you're just jumping up and down.
And what I love about this song is it's perfect for Jews. They got the Mazel Tov reference. it's perfect. So you know what? This is one of those songs that I'm kind of always like, if I catch it on air on the radio, I'll turn it up and I'll really get pumped for it. But you know. Outside my car or anywhere else,
you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Said, just being a dude, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. Right? So congratulations to the Black Eyed Peas for having the number one smash hit. I got a feeling.
What I got a feeling of?
Yeah, you got a feeling for some shout outs.
Woo!
If you comment on our website or on our Facebook, become a fan or let us know that you are downloading us on iTunes. We will say thank you and give you a shout out. This week's shout outs go to David Amadovar, Harmony, Eileen, and Kevin Acuna.
Oh, yes, and I've got some more two girls and a guy, just the way I like it. Yanira Rosa, and my favorite jerk off, Anish Shroff. Thanks for listening.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Now, usually. We talk about celebrities, and no one is a bigger celebrity than this person who has passed. Many of us have come to know him and come to enjoy his product. And with a heavy heart, this is a person who I feel partly responsible for killing. The Mescal Worm. My friend, I've sat with you. I've talked with you. You know my deepest and darkest secrets. You will dearly be missed. But know this. Your family will give me so many freaking more good times.
Yeah! Hey-o. We all love tequila.
Rest in peace, Tequila Worm.
Tequila Worm.
We're in peace.
Mescal Worm. Actually, Mescal Worm. Tequila doesn't have the worm. It's Mescal that has the worm.
Oh, okay.
Learn
something new every day.
Listen, special thanks to our main man, Greg Holden, for being on the show tonight. And don't forget that you can subscribe to the Enter the Shell show on iTunes. It's absolutely free, and we are so fabulous.
Yeah, and if you want to know how to be a fan of on our Facebook or check out our YouTube or our Twitters, you can go to entertheshell.com. It has all the links right there. I think it's time for some Demolition 3000 time. Courtney Love, Greg Holden, Usher, Black Eyed Peas, OMG, Bob Mescal, Kurt Cobain, I Got a Feeling, American Idol, Ginger, Haley.
Mescal Worm.
Mescal Worm and Tequila. So now, Kai, if you will open up the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
Sure. Oh, it's so cute that the demoralizer's still wearing his sombrero.
We decorated
him. I love that.
Hold on. Are you sure?
Bandolier.
Are you sure you don't want the new one?
No. No. Sure? No new one.
Oh, okay.
All right.
How dare you, sir. Ten trees were just killed.
All right. The moral of this show, according to the Demoralizer 3000, is, I quote, ordered my mom Mother's Day flowers online and moved on to internet porn. Do you think that that's some sort of
Freudian slip?
I totally just slipped myself.
Yeah. She's like, She's like, I misspelled.
I'm like, why are you talking about what I did? Just yeah. because I looked at porn after I...
Most importantly, though, this Friday, check out The Tonight Show. Our girl... Your main crush,
yes,
Dr. J.
You gotta check her out. Oh,
Lucy Schwartz.
Check her out. She's gonna be with Jay Leno. Unfortunately, it's not Conan.
No.
Support Conan.
But support Lucy as well.
But support
Lucy.
The only reason you should ever watch Jay Leno is to see Lucy Schwartz. That's the only reason you people should turn on Jay Leno at any time.
Ever.
Just watch Lucy Schwartz.
Exactly. So that's gonna do it. We are out of here. Later.